Welcome to This Week, where we diss this week. When we're done, we hope you don't find this week. Let's go. So LiAngelo dropped out, that's how it's looking. I thought Jello's supposed to have the proof in the pudding. No talent, LeVar still walking around cocky. The worst Jello endorsement since Bill Cosby. LiAngelo's a thief, it's rooted in his enzymes. He couldn't steal the rock, so he's trying to steal the headlines. If Jello's optimistic about reaching his goals, that's cause rose-colored glasses are the last ones he stole. The images in Southern California are stunning. There goes Harvey Weinstein, burning through his lawyer money. Shit with Terry Crews, the shit with Kevin Spacey, that isn't what I thought when I heard Hollywood was flaming. Dustin Hoffman doesn't need any advocate. 17 years old, he couldn't wait till they were graduates. Hoffman wags a dog, Oliver wags a finger, but it's death of the salesman selling his next picture. Al Franken's problems couldn't be any clearer. It's about time Stuart Smalley took a look in the mirror. But if I told him get a grip from all of this stress, Frank could probably get a grip on a sleeping woman's chest. I heard Conor was cheating. It's time to fight fair. There's only one Conor McGregor, so his wife's got a share. He's getting quizzed by his boo like she thinks it's a scam, but I bet he already passed the aura exam. Yeah, someone tell that bitch find her own sparring partner. Aura heavy bag, what's he hitting harder? Reed is famous without a hit in her life. Yeah, it sounds like Conor in the Mayweather fight. And if we're talking hits, look at Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm surprised Burfict ain't get launched to the future. Concussions, Vontaze gave out a few, but now Burfict's sitting there like hashtag me too. Gronk looks like he's been eating the spinach, then he's dropping people's elbows like he's drunk off of Guinness. Then Rob had a one game sentence for the business. Ironic, that's the longest sentence he could finish. Ben McAdoo became another statistic. He got banned like Putin at the Winter Olympics. Without roids, no Russian meal is complete, but their muscles faker than Donald Trump's teeth. Haters coming at me like the war on Santa, but I'm on the come up like the turf in Atlanta. The way I did this weekend sent these peons to hell. Shit, I deserve more money than Roger Goodell.
I want you all to use your ears in a way that you've never used your ears before. This is ASMR, a phenomenon of voice technology. Now, I'm going to eat this banana, and I'm sure there'll be some freaks in the world that find it sexy.
Come on, bro. You okay?
It really...
He ate too much banana. He never eaten that much banana before. That's what you deserve that moment because you eat bananas every day and you never actually have one.
I really almost threw up.
ASMR really is changing lives.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Welcome to Young and Happy. My name's Caleb Presley, and I'm joined today by Adam Ferrone. He also goes by Roan and has an alternate Twitter, an altcoin Twitter, Roan official Roan, which is not him. But that guy is verified, though, and has a cool cartoon for a Twitter avatar. Producer Ben's in the house. Producer Ben is in a good mood, my friends.
Ben, why are you in such a good mood, my man?
What did you do this morning? You must have went for a jog, got your endorphins going.
Dude, you must have played some basketball. You must have gone out and hit a bowling alley early.
You must have ate some avocados, some super fruits.
You are wearing a bowling shirt. Why is that, Ben?
Are you a Bowling Green fan?
Damn, I know he's a Green fan.
I know he's a Green fan that loves bowling for soup. Welcome to the music podcast by Barstool Sports. Today we're talking about Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Art Basil, Women in Cabins, Bitcoins, are we? Nope. Leonardo da Vinci?
Nope.
Leonardo DiCaprio, folks.
Nope.
And Trump's teeth. How are we going to turn that into music?
Damn, well, it's music to my ears, unlike the slow noshing of a banana.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yo, shout out Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, Gwenny. I call her Gwenny.
Do you like Gwen Stefani now that she's on The Voice still, or do you feel like she was punkier in No Doubt?
She's probably punkier in No Doubt. Don't watch The Voice, though, until you said that, I thought she was still punky. Way to ruin it for me.
And that spoiled it? She's dating Blake Shelton right now, who's like...
Hottest man in the world. Certified. People Magazine, hottest man in the world. Blake Shelton. The best looking guy on this planet.
I don't know. They shouldn't be saying hottest. Hot means like new and fresh. Like he's like, he should be like handsomest guy in the world or something like that.
He should be like most valuable.
Yeah, he got in the mainstream consciousness, but he's not like hot. He's not like...
Wait, isn't
up.
Blake Shelton on Voice too?
Yeah.
So they're dating within the show?
Exactly.
The little Rhea Hank action?
Wow.
What happens when they break up? I've wondered that about, if God willing, hopefully that never happens, but what would happen
if
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani broke up?
Well, I think it would be pretty awkward around their office. I think that it could be, people might have to choose sides and say, are you on
Which
team?
Side are you choosing?
You know, I've always been a Blake guy. I always liked Blake since he was dating Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
I was like, Blake. So, though I do like Gwen Stefani and that banana song is great, I didn't think Gwen Stefani was hot when she was playing that. Play like that, some old No Doubt. Like, I didn't really find her that hot at this time, but I was wrong. And... then, like, Christina Aguilera came around and was, like, a worse-looking version of the same thing that she was trying to do. And then I started to appreciate Gwen Stefani.
I thought Gwen Stefani and Fergie were the same.
Oh, no. Gwen Stefani is so much better than Fergie.
You okay, Ben? Ben was getting situated. He just got the...
His bowling shirt was all crumpled up.
Yeah.
He had a button off on his bowling shirt. Someone had to hold his avocado.
Let's play a little cheat codes because they're going to be on the show on Monday, Ben?
Yes, on Monday.
Wow, what a song by some talented musicians, which I don't know who's doing what, but someone's doing something.
Yeah, I always wonder who does, like, with Lost Kings and shit like that, or like the Chainsmokers. Like who,
the Diplos?
The Diplos of the world.
Yeah.
Who does which? The Blue Man Groups of the world.
Yeah.
Like, who's the producer? Who's the guy that's banging on the paint-filled drum of the cheat codes? And that's something that we'll have to ask them.
Yeah.
Nicki
Minaj is in the news.
Pink wig, thick ass.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj has...
Nicholas the sexcapator.
Yeah, is in the news because she is has a beef with Cardi B. And if you are just like, that's an obvious moment, it should be. If you're just like, oh, this popular rapper is starting to get eclipsed by a new popular rapper. Like, yeah, sure, they're going to have a little bit of beef. But I thought that Nicki... had learned from her Lil' Kim beef. And remember how unwelcoming Lil' Kim was? And she's like, oh, I'm really the queen bee. And she didn't want to have Nicki Minaj in the game.
Remy Ma, too.
I thought that Nicki was going to be, like, welcoming to the next class. I don't know why I thought that. It's not like I've heard that Nicki Minaj is a good person or anything like that. But I thought that she was going to be a little bit more arms wide open. Can you play a little Creed with arms wide open? And I thought that... it would have been a little bit more of a smooth transition for Cardi B to come in the game as the next hot female rapper.
Well, speaking of transitions, the thing that's the best about this for Nicki Minaj is anytime you're in the news as a woman pop star or rap star, I guess now, you can just be glad that it's not because you're transitioning sexes, because you got to remember the days when Ciara,
yeah.
Lady Gaga,
yeah.
I mean, we are transitioning into a new era where you can be a female star and not have rumors about you used to being a guy, even if you have had massive plastic surgeries.
We're having
play Massive Attack.
We are having a transition to the transition period. This is the transition period that we're transitioning into.
Yes.
Like, we're in the transition period.
Yes.
And the period's not a transition. It's, like, called the transition period.
And we're going to start using the transitive property.
Okay.
You want to hear an interesting...
Boy, do I, bro. I know you're about to hit me with some fucking... strong, fucking shit.
I was thinking about doing it, but I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to mess it up.
What, the transitive property?
Yeah, I was going to tell you a little fun fact. I just finished this book called The Undoing Project.
Okay.
Great book. Highly recommend.
Dope.
By Michael Lewis, the author of Moneyball, Blindside, The Big Short.
Is it about predicting the future?
It is something about predicting the future, about decision-making, how humans make decisions. But what I was going to say about the transitive property, there's a lot of people that you always say, if you like A over C, oh, goddamn, I know I'm going to mess this up. I'm not going to do
it. No. Go. Don't be afraid of it.
There's people, if you like A over B and you like B over C, then therefore you should like A over C, correct?
Exactly. That's exactly what the transitive property is.
But then if I introduce a D, I was like, or you can have D. So if you said, I like turkey over ham and ham over steak, therefore you probably like turkey over steak. But if I introduce to you a new meatloaf.
Right.
And then you're like, oh man, I'll take the steak. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Huh.
But people do it. People do it. If you introduce a new concept, people, they just lose transitive property completely. Which reminds you that just because your basketball team beat someone early in the regular season does not, and you beat that team, that doesn't mean.
Any given Sunday, baby.
That doesn't mean just you're better than everybody. Transitive property does not work, folks.
Any given Sunday. That was a good lesson on
that
the transitive
property. That bit was brought to you by The Undoing Project. Actually, highly recommend Michael Lewis at your nearest airport retailer.
I like the associative property.
Mm. I like you property know tax. You know what doesn't get, you know what gets taxed as property tax? Bitcoins. And everyone's talking about Bitcoins. And nope, it doesn't get taxed as income, Benny. It gets taxed as property tax.
Wow.
If you hold it for a year. And everyone's talking about Bitcoins. At this point, I'll look it up right now.
I just walked through the office and every conversation, no bullshit, every conversation I heard was someone talking about the same shit. I look around and the people who are accusing me of not doing work during the day are on their computer all day just checking a fucking graph. Looking at a fucking number go up.
Right now, one Bitcoin costs $17,600. And for the people out there like us who don't have a Bitcoin and you're tired of hearing about it, you have FOMUB, which is fear of missing out on Bitcoin.
FOMUC, fear of missing out on cryptocurrency.
FOMOC, fear of missing out on altcoins, because like IOTAs.
FOMAHA, the fear of missing an audible.
What's that?
Like Omaha, when Peyton Manning's like, Omaha.
Oh, got it.
Omaha.
Got it.
Anyway.
There's going to be people like me, the listeners who shall not be named,
right,
who needed that explanation. But now they're glad that you said it and they're glad I asked.
Omaha.
For us Bitcoin haters, we're going to do a segment now called Anything But Bitcoin. And on today on Anything But Bitcoin, we're talking about a woman who claims she had amazing sex with a ghost of the 19th century while living alone in a remote cottage.
And so my question at first, was this Demi Moore who had sex with Patrick Swayze in the film Ghost? Are we talking about the movie Ghost?
I thought you said they had Whoopi Goldberg in it.
And Whoopi Goldberg is also, she's the medium. Demi Moore is fucking Patrick Swayze, and Whoopi Goldberg's the only one that can, like, get through to him. She's a Long Island medium type person.
I watched a movie last night that was this exact plot, except it was a Christmas movie. It was literally about a woman who goes to a cabin and there's a ghost there and she falls in love with him and they have sex. And the acting, it was on Netflix and I watched the whole thing. And the acting was so bad and it was so
You telling me that the movie
sexual.
The movie about the woman fucking a ghost had bad acting?
It wasn't great. And
I'm surprised they didn't hire a real ghost to method act the scene.
Yo, it was so bad, I thought it was a porn. Like, it had every sign of a porn. And all the actors and actresses looked like someone else. Like, they looked like, oh, that's a good-looking dude. It looks kind of like someone famous, but not quite. And that's the girl looked the same way. Wouldn't recommend the film. And that was...
I heard that having sex with a ghost will leave you feeling empty.
And that was Anything But Bitcoin.
Hell yeah. That's just weird that chick is having sex with a ghost, though, honestly. I'm not that into it.
Do you think all ghosts are good at sex or just this one?
I don't think that this ghost is good at sex. I bet it's not a tender lover.
Do you think she's hyping the D?
I'm just saying, even if this ghost is like throwing it, he probably isn't like giving the requisite other parts of a good sexual experience, you know, even if it's simply Pound Town and he is haunting that pussy, like, there's a chance that he might not be as tender as he's supposed to be.
And this is unprogressive of us because she never said the sex of the ghost. She
oh,
just
damn.
Said she had sex with the ghost.
Oh, damn. So I shouldn't have assumed that ghost. But to be fair, unless the ghost just died this year, in the time when that ghost was alive, it would have been fair to assume that ghost's gender. It's just becoming not cool to assume gender. So
correct.
Back in the day,
correct.
Like, it would have been fine to assume that
and
ghost's
under that
gender.
Logic, you still treated ghost under, like in the movie last night, the guy was from like the 60s or something. He was a bootlegger for alcohol. He still talked like there was a tree on top of her car, and he said, There's a tree atop of your automobile. Yeah, that's what he said.
Type shit. Say it. You say it. Say what you're about to say.
I've been messing up some of my words today.
Yo.
Hasn't been a good word day for me.
Don't worry about it, bro. These
are
words with friends.
Words aren't coming out.
That's fine, bro. You'll eke them out. They'll make their way out.
Hey guys, it's your girl Taylor Swift. You're listening to Young and Happy with my handsome pal Roan and Caleb.
Also in the news, Art Basel.
Yo, is it Basil or Basil? Because we'll both take a side on this. I kind of wanted to say Basil. Do you want to say Basil?
I'll say Basil.
Okay.
I know that if you were hooked on phonics, it would be Basil.
Basil. Basil. Who's Basil Frankweiler? Is that the guy from like the Wild Thornberries?
This is it. As he researches this. ASMR.
Are you going to ASMR?
Water pouring into a cup.
Okay, I don't... So a bunch of people named Frank Wilder are coming up, but I'm looking for Basil Frankweiler.
He's a new SoundCloud rapper that we're going to sign.
You know what? I think you might be fucking right. It's from the mixed up files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. Okay.
Good.
So that's what the fuck I was referencing in my mind.
Hell yeah,
but Art Basil... doesn't have anything to do with that. Art Basel is an international art fair with three shows staged annually in Basel, Switzerland, Miami Beach, Florida, and Hong Kong. And now this is happening right now from what I understand. Whenever this time of the year comes, my Instagram, my Twitter is filled with all these people in Miami who are dressed a certain way. And the only way I can put it is in the Art Basel way. And people in the art world are full of themselves a little bit. They like to smell their own farts and stuff like that, as we all do, as we all do. But what we learned about Art Basel today is that Leonardo DiCaprio is down at Art Basel, and he is haggling over a sketch that was done by Basquiat. Everybody loves and knows Basquiat, and he's dropping $850,000 on this fucking sketch.
What is a sketch of?
You know, that's a fair question. It's a 1983 work of Jean-Michel Basquiat, and it's titled Wire. And it's signed, and it's titled on the reverse, and it features a figure looking at a fly with the words of corresponding parts: teeth, liver, knee, and a quite. Keep your hands off that wire. I don't even know why it says a quite. But this is page 6, so, you know, I don't really know what the fuck they're doing over there.
What do you think, like, today's art is? So, for example, the Da Vinci, speaking of Leonardo's, the Da Vinci Salvador Mundi sketch just sold for, what, $400 million?
Uh-huh.
What do you think today, like what's being made right now that is super undervalued and will one day be worth way more?
Iota? No, I think that there are, it is different now because a lot of the stuff we see is represented digitally. So there's.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something like that. I don't think it's going to be painting from today.
Right, but it's like what, you have the original digital representation? Like, there's an artist that I follow, a guy named Dewey Saunders, and he has, he did Anderson .Paak's, the covers for his last couple albums. He just did a big Ray-Ban campaign, but a lot of his stuff is collages. So it's like, if he becomes a huge artist, like, is like his original collage going to be the thing that goes for a ton of money? Like, are people still doing, like, paintings that people will find that visually appealing? Are paintings going out?
The hard part about it. is that things, I mean, this also is mirrored by Bitcoin, which also is rising in value, is that things aren't, you can't hold them anymore. They're not like...
tangible.
They're not tangible. So an art piece, you can have, there's only one of them, you can have it. Nowadays, the best art is being created, like, it's on the screen, but anybody can have it. It's accessible to pretty much anybody, and even currency. I mean, it's like you...
Right, like who did, remember, what was that Kanye cover where it was, I mean, any one of Kanye's album covers, like that is what art is represented to me by right now.
Yeah.
Like a Kanye album cover is like modern visual art that is like famous and yeah. will be famous. So I guess like something like that.
Something that you, it has to be something that you can hold. It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to it right now.
And that's Takashi Murakami.
That's what. That's who the
He's
fuck
a
I'm
guy.
Talking
he
about.
Does like the Complex Con stuff.
Right.
Is that artist.
That's dope as
the
fuck.
The fact that we weren't in the mix for Complex Con is a shame.
That's we don't. I'm getting a complex out over it. Honestly,
you have con complex.
I have con complex. Yeah, it's tough.
Do you want to finish the show out with a little Trump's teeth?
Yo, we have to talk about this dude's fucking teeth. Trump. Donald Trump, our president, I don't know if you've heard about him, but...
quiet week for him, we said.
Word is, he's got some false teeth. So I'm going to play a little bit of an audio burst, and we'll talk about it.
To a path of mutual understanding and respect. Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds to possible and possibilities. And finally, I ask the leaders of the region... political and religious, Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian and Muslim, to join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
God bless the United States. This guy could fucking breathe out with his mouth closed and fucking whistle. That's fucking... That was weird. Do you think that the president has dentures?
Do you think that the stress, like most... like I know most presidents lose their hair. Do you think that
What presidents have lost their hair?
People lose their hair over stress.
But no presidents have.
Well, it turns white or gray.
Okay.
So his teeth are turning white or gray, and they're falling out.
His teeth are falling out from stress. Yeah, I heard that stress of the presidency can really deteriorate denture glue.
You think he has dentures? For real?
Why should he be talking about this?
Because it's been a quiet week for Donald Trump. Everyone's talking about other things.
Like, yo, I got to fucking fake a speech impediment so people start talking about me.
He's smart like that. The only person that rivals him is Kris Jenner.
As far as smartness?
Just knowing how to stay. I mean, that is like, there's emotional intelligence, there's like street smarts, there's whatever. There's also like, how can I stay in the news cycle? And Kris Jenner and Donald Trump are the world's leading scientists on this subject.
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball's in the mix.
He's fucking smart at that shit.
Yeah. Also, you know who's not bad? This is maybe underrated. John Mayer.
Dude is always in the news. You think he
always
faked
in
that?
The news.
You think he faked that gallbladder shit or whatever?
Should we call him out for it?
No, that's my boy, bro.
I love John Mayer too. I watched a concert this morning. I told you that.
That's so fire. How was it?
It was amazing.
What was your favorite song he played?
He plays like I've never been to a John Mayer concert in real life, but he just like rips on the guitar for like 30 minutes at a time without playing a song.
What do you think about the faces he makes when?
Hilarious.
It's awesome. It makes it like so much cooler. I think I sometimes see like amateur guitarists playing and I'm like, are they doing those faces because John Mayer does them? Like, are they like finessing their face?
I had never seen the face till this morning.
And it's like serious,
it's
right?
It's pretty funny.
It's like it's like Michael Jordan with the tongue out. It's like you've lost motor function of your face because you were concentrating so hard on what you're doing.
I love
autism.
Love John Mayer.
Yeah, he's a fucking beast.
Would love to have him on the show.
You know,
maybe that would be a good goal for us.
I mean, that's the biggest goal of all time,
and I think?
It would be truly everything to me.
Wow, wow, okay.
Which is the name of a John Mayer song? No, this has been Young and Happy for you guys, and
subscribe if you haven't. Subscribe so you get it every day because we do these shows almost every day. We might miss one here or there. We're trying not to.
But yeah, but we're on that ass, bro. We're fucking on it right now. So it's the weekend. I hope the hell that you enjoy your weekend. Make safe, good decisions. Remember that jellies and preservatives, some jellies have preservatives, some are just jams. Some come from like full fruit.
Oh, I thought you were ending with a jam joke. You should have ended it in the. I'll end the show with this.
With a jam joke.
No, with the weekend update. The last thing weekend tweeted was last leg in Australia, almost done, baby.
Damn. Well, hey, weekend, keep at it, brother. We're fucking rooting for you over here. We've always had your back through the Salinas and the Biebs, through the Hadids, and all right, I'm out of here.
Jams.
I need like 26 million in cash. I need my money to come in the bank. I need more Gucci and shit is to brag. I need a meal when I'm back from the trap. I need a brand new Ferrari in black. I need some head in the blunt and some pack. I need my bitches to rub on my back. I need them thousand in a better show. Promoter don't got it, we telling them no. I need some rest, I've been out of the row. I need your bitch to stop hitting my phone. I need the R&B bitch in my home. I need exposure, I need me a show. I need me a Grammy, I need some awards. I need a spot on that list on the Forbes. I need a brand new Ferrari in black. I need like Bob's Pies and some act. I need your hoe to come pay me in racks. I need my music turned up to the max. I need my weed to go straight out the back. I need my jeans to be tailored exact. I need the bitch to go ride with the strap. I need a Gordon the nigga get clapped. I need a title just right on the beach. I need my jealous new pair every week. I need new diamonds and gold in my teeth. I need Balenci's to walk in the street. I need a jet and I need me a Rolly. I just got a Gordon, I need me some Gordy. I need an advance, so I'm not gonna post it. I need me some space, so I'm over my lonesome. I need my bitch and my wood to be foreign. I need some water on stage when I'm touring. I need my son to be straight and supporting. I need the fabrics to all be imported. I need the fruits and the peaches assorted. I need some head till I pass it exhausted. I need some ice around my neck just to floss it. I need my paper to run like a faucet. I need like 200 credits to crash. I need like 26 million in cash. I need my money to come in a bag. I need more Gucci and shit is to brag. I need a meal when I'm back from the trap. I need a brand new Ferrari in black. I need some head in the blunt and some pack. I need my bitches to rub on my back. I need them thousand or better a show. Promoter don't got it, we telling them no. I need some rest, I've been out of the row. I need your bitch to stop hitting my phone. I need the R&B bitch in my home. I need exposure, I need me a show. I need me a Grammy, I need some awards. I need a spot on that list on the Forbes. I need a spot on that list on the Forbes. I need Fugatti to bring me on tour. I need DaVinci, I need some Dior. I need a trip to Dubai in the fall. I need my chauffeur to open the door. They talking 3 million, might settle for four. I need a mansion that's right on the lake. You need a code just to come in the gate. I need a stripper with titties that's fake. Need that Philippe with the rocks in the face. I need a Lambo like I'm finna race. I need my bitches to stay in their place. I need to go do a show out in France. I need to wake up somewhere in Japan. I need to go and just buy me some land. I need a moment to talk to my fans. I think there's no need to talk about my plans. I need a vacay, just me and the fam. I need a lawyer to carry the bands. I need a wifey that's nice as a pan. I need the millions, I ain't trying to bargain. Need all the whips to be pushed when you started. I need my whole closet decked in designer. I need a bitch that look just like Tinashe. I need the foyer to smell like some Dolce. Up early morning, I need me some OJ. Fuck on your bitch, now I need me an Uber. Ride with it on me, I don't need a shooter. I need a steak and a drink to Bermuda. I need to pull on the hair when I do it. I need a doll, I won't settle for less. I need that money to deal with the stress. I need like 200 credits to crash. I need like 26 million in cash. I need my money to come in a bag. I need more Gucci and shit is to brag. I need a meal when I'm back from the trap. I need a brand new Ferrari in black. I need some head in the blunt and some pack. I need my bitches to rub on my back. I need them thousand or better a show. Promoter don't got it, we telling them no. I need some rest, I've been out of the row. I need your bitch to stop hitting my phone. I need the R&B bitch in my home. I need exposure, I need me a show. I need me a Grammy, I need some awards. I need a spot on that list on the Forbes.